Welcome to the Get Up Podcast. Boom, 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 bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a weed whacker when you just started smelling the freaking roses, baby. Woo! Greatest day of your life. We're turning the corner in the summer of 2022, stomping through the 20s. And you, Get Up Army, are here for the hottest podcast in the history of podcasts when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity. What? Woo! We got a hot one today. I got a brand new author. I got a brand new guest. I cannot wait to unleash her into the universe, Get Up Army. And I know you guys are going to give full support. First of all, how's everybody doing out there? I hope you guys are rocking. I hope you're taking care of yourself. I hope you're taking care of all those around you in your circle. And I hope that you're taking the responsibility of getting up. Of look, baby gets knocked down 49 times. Nobody looks at the baby and goes, loser. The baby thinks maybe this walking thing isn't for me. Right. Right. The baby gets up the 50th and 51st and 52nd till that baby's walking. Right. That's what we're doing. I want to encourage you to fail forward. Too many people are shutting down. Too many people are shutting up. It is not time for you to do that. It's time for you to step up, show out. And that's what this show is all about. So before we get into our guest and bring her on, before we really just rip into the mindset of a brand new author with a brand new hot book that I want to bring to you, I want to remind you guys that we're on 10 platforms, baby, in 40 countries. Get Up Army. I salute you. You guys are amazing. And I just want to say, go check out MarkHayford.com because there's three number one books. Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, 365, and Light Up the Darkness. And you're like, yo, Hayford, I can't read. There's not enough pictures. I got you, boo. Yo, go to Audible. Go to Audible and you can listen to Light Up the Darkness and Get Up. Check out MarkHayford.com. You can pick them up there too. Now, enough of that jibber jabber jive turkey talk. Let's bring on my guest. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a doctor. She's a mom. She's a brand new author. And now she is the guest on the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts with mindset, attitude, positivity. Ladies and gentlemen, put your virtual hands together for Dr. Belinda Basacca. Woo! Dr. B.
Hi, Hafe.
What's up, girl? Welcome to the show. How are you, doctor?
I am great. I'm so happy to be here with you today, finally.
Oh, I was just spitting and sweating and screaming, but I'm excited. I'm excited when we do this podcast. I'm excited to talk to you and have you come on here about this because I am holding your brand new book, which we're going to get into. It's Mom, I Want to Be a Fighter. It's like Whitney Houston, I want to dance with somebody, right?
Yes.
But it's Mom, I Want to Be a Fighter. The title's intriguing in itself. And on this, you say it's an eye-opening guide to the speed bumps, gut punches, and miracles of life. Before I ask you some questions about the book, I got to tell you what I thought was really cool about the book, which was different about the book. And it's interesting to me, as you are a brand new author, you know, I find this book to be interactive, which a lot of books aren't. A lot of books are just, you know, you're going from point A to point B, whether it's a lazy read or it's just an entertainment read or it's an informative read. But this one is coming from a place of where I feel like you're really taking the reader on this type of a journey. And throughout and at the end of every chapter, they're involved in this book because you have, number one, a punch list, which are questions based on the last chapter, and it applies to the reader's life. That's really cool. So that's first off. And then you have the ringside notes. So is, you know, how many times have it, listen, I've read so many books, and I find that over the time, as I read more books and as we, you know, have the memory retention of whatever, and we can only hold so much in our head, I always remember a couple bullet points. But here you're giving the reader the opportunity to actually list some of these out so they could pick this book up 6 months, 2 years, 10 years later and look back at the bullet points they had and maybe even compare where they are in life to when they first read it. So I think it's a genius book. I think it's really interesting. And, you know, the exclamation point on this, before I really start ripping into these questions here, is Mom, I Want to Be a Fighter. And I'm not going to spoil the book or anything like that. I mean, this is for you to talk about. But, you know, I feel like there are 7 million books on telling everyone how to be a new parent. I mean, there's What to Expect When You're Expecting is a book that we had like back when I had hair, when my kids were in utero, right? You know what I'm saying? There's, but you know, it tells you how to be a a brand new mom, how to prepare as a couple, as a dad, you know, what the things to do as a father and all this stuff. And, you know, and that's great. But nobody prepares you for the other end of that ride, right? They take you up the roller coaster. They don't tell you what happens when you start to drop down really fast, right? And this is a full journey as a parent. But what's also cool about this isn't just a book for parents. It's also a book for just people, because it's the Mike Tyson quote, right? It's everybody has a plan till they get punched in the face. And we've been punched in the face a lot the past couple years as a planet. But in general, the book's a ride. It's a wild ride, and I cannot wait to have you talk about it. So first of all, thank you for coming on this program, Dr. B.
Well, thank you, Mark. And I'm my jaw is on the floor for everything you just said, because that was a lot of the undertones of why I wanted to write this book and where I was coming from. So thank you. I'm like in tears of joy that's what you got from it, because that's exactly the kind of thing that I was really going for. I was going for touching people in that way. And you're right. Gut punches galore the past 2 years. So yes. And yes, it's not only for moms and dads, although that's where it originated from. But you're
right. Writing from the mom perspective, yes. but I mean, you could really apply this across the board as a reader, right? And so let me ask you this, first of all, just personal life, what kind of, so everyone knows, what kind of doctor are you?
Okay. So yes, I'm a pediatrician. And all my life, I wanted to be a pediatrician. I always loved kids. I'm mesmerized by them to this day. And like you said, there were always guides on the way up. But now, especially now, after through the pandemic and after, we're kind of just left dangling. And it intrigued me, this whole process. You know, I'm watching your kids on social media, I'm watching my friends' kids, on, like how they're coming through the process. So I really, it woke up the pediatrician in me, because the mom in me was actually struggling. And I was learning to try and piece it together. And it's funny that you say that, because one of our pediatric gurus is T. Barry Brazelton. He was a well-renowned behavioralist, but only in infant and child psychology and behavior. So when I was looking through the books that he had autographed of mine, I was so proud. I was like, this ends at 6 years old. And then shortly thereafter, he passed away. So I'm scouring the internet. I'm asking my friends, is there anything beyond 6 years of age that this man has written or anybody? And I found not a lot. So, you know, and especially in the post-pandemic world. So that's where I really, you know, I feel that I have some a voice and some information I could use to empower people, which is why I came to you first, Mark, because I feel that you're one of those people that empower people. And I just have to add that you have been so amazing, so generous with your time, so, you know, selfless when it came to sharing your experience with me and helping me. And it's a big part of how I came to write this book.
Well, thank you so much. Nobody goes alone. You know, I've had help and, you know, that's what we should be doing in 2022, lifting each other up. And, you know, you're so totally right about that. It's just in the fact of, you don't have like, who can I call? Now I'm going to put the parent hat on for a second. Who can I call for advice if I need something about my kids? I mean, there's no handbook, there's no guide, there's no rule. Like, what am I going to call my mom and ask her, you know, or any of these parents that are around today for high schoolers or middle school? Who are you going to call? You're going to call your parents who didn't have to deal with the things that your kids are dealing with today, with technology and in the world that we're in. Nobody knows. So, I mean, when someone writes a book like this, as they're stepping through, they become an authority in that circle of life and that wheelhouse of conversation. So I find this very interesting. Now, I really want to rip into the book here. Mom, I want to be a fighter. First of all, look, what's up with the title? How'd you come up with the idea of the book? Break some of this down for the readers.
Okay.
And so, listeners.
September 2020, our oldest son gives us a FaceTime call. And I'm not going to spoil details of the book, but we pick it up. And, you know, happy as we are all as college parents waiting to hear from our kids. And he says, "Mom, Dad, I have an announcement. I'm putting school on hold. I'm leaving school, college, and I want to pursue my career in boxing. Now, professional career in boxing." So years prior to this, he kept on telling us, "Mom, I'm a fighter. I want to be a fighter. I want to be a fighter." And we've kind of been like, "Well, finish school. You got a great scholarship, tuition package, and then go for it." Because, "But I'm young and I got to do this now." So, that's the title. And then, as I started writing, I realized that we all have a fighter in us, and we all have a voice, and we all have our dreams, and we all have a soul, and we all want to fight for that. And so, like you were just saying, "Mom, I want to be a fighter," he was telling me, we've all been saying that to our parents, to people. We want to fight for our dreams, right? So that's kind of where that whole title morphed from.
Okay. Yeah, I'm already sucked in because, I have two things going on my shoulder right now. The dad part of me is like, yeah, you're almost there. Just finish, get the degree, the whole other thing. But the other side of me is practicing what I preach, where I tell people like, you got to follow your dreams. You got to go for your passion. You got to. So I'm kind of on the fence with this because I see both sides, and it's so intriguing. So I'm already I got so many more questions I want to rip into without spoiling the book because
You
we want the
see my
get up on.
plight. You see my plight where I am too, because
Yes.
I'm exactly like you on this.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. So this is going to be interesting. Well, Dr. B, I'll tell you what, really quick, we got to take a fast break. The Get Up Army knows how we do. They know that if they even get up to go to the bathroom, they're going to miss it when we come back because it's so fast. Get Up Army, do not go anywhere. We'll be back in 30 seconds because we got the skills to pay the bills, baby. Boom, bam, hot damn. We are back with new author of Mom, I Want to Be a Fighter, Dr. B, Belinda Basaka. Woo, Dr. B. We're talking about this book. We're talking about how your son called up and freaked you and your husband out because you're like, yo, bro, can you just like stay the course? He's like, no, mom, I'm following my dreams. And now we got a book. So let's talk about this here. Take us through this book without giving too much. Like, as a reader, what can the reader expect?
Okay, so just like you said, I felt like I wanted this to leave an impression or be at least like a reference book for when you kind of have a hit a speed bump or you get gut punched or anything that kind of makes you go, "Wait a minute, I need to reassess." And from that, you'll get a miracle of life. So what I did, what I wanted to add was reflection points after each round. I don't call them chapters, I call them rounds, and there are
Love it.
12 rounds for the 12 rounds of boxing. And each round is entitled a quote from a famous boxer. And honestly, I just picked quotes that I thought were fun and cool and people that I knew and liked and grew up with. And as you will read, as the chapter, the round unfolds, it actually has a deeper meaning that can be linked to your soul and your dreams and your fight. And I also don't want to use fight in a violent way. Although that is, you think of fight as something harming somebody and punching somebody or hitting somebody. I wanted to use the word fight as a way to fight for what you believe in. So that's how I laid the book out. And at the end of each round are, as you said, ringside notes. So you could write down anything that tugged at your heart, anything that was an aha moment for you, and also answer the questions.
It's great stuff. And I love the quotes. I mean, it's from all the greats, everybody from Joe Frazier, Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler, Rocky, freaking Marciano. I mean, like, you dug deep on this and you really are just laying this out. I love when there's a theme, right? So boxing's a dying sport too, I feel like, because the rise of martial arts and UFC and all this, but there's such a an expertise to it. So it's amazing. And I feel like I feel like it has been dying out, but I feel like the last couple of years there's starting to be a resurgence in boxing and a lot of eyes on it. So I don't know what the timing is with this, but it's almost serendipitous. So look, I've written books. I know how it is to go through this process, and I want to know what it's like for you. Being the shiny new thing, the brand new author. Like, what was the writing process like for you, and what it looked like? How long it take you to write it? Tell us.
Yeah. So when the bomb dropped on our household,
Man.
I decided to journal because, like you said, I had those two voices.
How stressed out were you? Come on.
Oh, I was stressed.
Okay.
I never punched furniture before, but I punched furniture after I hung up the phone.
The
and it
next book's
hurt.
mom
It
is a
hurt.
boxer.
And it hurt. But anyway, so I journaled, and I journaled by typing, and I just wrote out everything and anything. I mean, Mark, I think I even read your book, and I thought something, and I it was in Light Up the Darkness, and I just journaled anything and anything that would evoke some kind of sense to what we were going through. And after that, so that was January 2021 when I started journaling. And after a few entries, a few months, I said, you know what? This might be a book. So I had my husband read it, and I turned around and I said, well, what do you think? And I hope he doesn't hate me for this, but he's bawling, bawling. And I go, I think this could be a book. And he said, I think so too. So I just kept writing.
So you're
And
telling me your personal journal is the foundation and backbone of Mom, I Want to Be a Fighter.
yes,
Wow. Well, I will tell you, I read the first chapter to my wife, bawling. She was bawling. Yeah. Yeah. So,
Oh. Well, thank
okay.
you. And so yes, yeah, so about around the time February of 2020, what are we, 2022?
Exactly, right?
I'm like in a time warp. I started formulating the chapters, and by my end of March, I released it. I self-published it. Now, I could say that it took me a year, but honestly, it took me decades of experience and listening to podcasts and going to trainings and reading books and listening to my favorite motivational speakers or spiritual leaders or anything and anywhere. And like you, people like you that I surround myself with to formulate these ideas and this mindset, basically. So although people are like, wow, it only took you a year, it actually took me decades. My first 50 years of life. I mean, I
Well,
chose my
I feel
childhood
like,
experiences.
yeah, I've noticed that because you have reflection points throughout the book of your relationship, as a child to your mom, and so it's very, what an interesting book, right? Well, listen, don't spoil anything, okay? But what do you want the readers to take away from this? And because I guess it's a two-part question. What do you want the readers to take away from this? But also because this is kind of a journalistic read in a sense, not really, because you could tell how you cleaned it up from being a journal to an actual book. What did you learn from it? Like, what did you learn from getting all this out and writing the book? It seems to me that this wasn't just a therapeutic writing for you. This was bigger than that. So what did you learn from writing the book, and what do you want the readers to take away from it?
Yes, so what I learned first and foremost was that the generation of our kids is they're going through something unprecedented. I think you could say that about almost every generation. However, our kids are going through really something unprecedented. Even before the pandemic, we're talking, and I know you talk about this in your books about social media, about how wanting, there's no delayed gratification like we did when we were growing up, and of course, the generations before us. And for any generation of parents to believe they can parent their kids the same way they're parented, have been parented, I don't know if that's the right English, is absurd. Every generation, like you just said at the beginning, we cannot, who do we look toward? We can't even look toward each other because we don't know what we're doing. But our parents can't help us parent our kids because there was no social media. There was no, this, like we talk about the microwave minute. There was no pandemic. All the political milieu, the racial tension milieu. I mean, our parents may have had that, but not in the same pressure cooker pot as all these other things. So that's something in my research for this book and in talking to people that I really realized there's a phenomena, and mark my words, there will be more studies and more revelations about this time period and this era as we go on. This is just scratching the surface completely. So that's something that I learned. And what I want people to take away from it, I want people to stop looking outside of themselves. I know you're a big, big fan of this. Stop looking outside and look inside, because that's where all the answers lie for you and your journey through this life. You're your own person. You were made. You're the only person on this earth that's your person, and your journey is unique. And take pride in that and stand tall in that, right? And move through life with that confidence that you don't have to do it like every other person, because within you is the story, is your roadmap.
God gave all of us a gift and we're here on purpose. So I believe that. And you know, when I think Mark Twain said it, the two greatest days of your life are A, when you're born, and B, when you realize why, right?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, so much of this. So, okay. What now? You put this book out, right? It's a great book. What's the response been like? What are your plans for it and the message with it?
So I've been having a lot of requests for book talks. I've been going around locally and setting those up. I have a virtual one, probably several virtual ones coming up and things like that. I'm actually putting out a workbook soon. It's in the works. It's being edited, and it's basically an extension of the ringside notes and more reflection points. And there'll even be a little like doodle area, because I feel that some people don't have a little bit more of free flowing spirit when they get to doodle and draw versus write and journal, like my husband. I'm a journaler, I'm a doodler too, but he's more of a doodler. So that, and then it comes with also like bullet points on action steps and what to do. Here's the important part: what to do when things don't go your way, not just goals and I want to do this, but what's going to happen when you hit that hiccup or that speed bump? What are your plans to pick yourself back up? And that's also what this book is about.
Really. Love it. I love it. This is great. Okay. Look, how can the Get Up Army support and pick up Mom, I Want to Be a Fighter? Where can they get it?
Amazon.com. You can look under my last name, Belinda. Actually, my middle name is in there too, Belinda Celis Basaka, and or the title, Mom, I Want to Be a Fighter. And actually, a portion of my proceeds go to charity.
How about that?
I have a charity that, and I'm not going to spoil it, but that's round nine. That is near and dear to my heart. But I also support other charities, so. Portion of my proceeds will go to charity.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, I want to congratulate you on your new authorship, and welcome to the party here, being an author, and by having this book that is such a body of work and a great story of how it really came to life, just on your personal, you know, you're very revealing in this book. You don't hold back punches in the book, which is very cool. So listen, Get Up Army, I really encourage you to go check out Mom, I Want to Be a Fighter by Dr. Belinda Basaka, B-A-S-A-C-A, Basaka, because you will not be disappointed. And you might just find some little nuggets in here that might help you through some of the things that you're dealing with when everything doesn't go exactly your way. So Dr. B, on behalf of the Get Up Army, I want to say thank you for taking the time with us today. We're going to rock this thing out in 40 countries, 10 platforms, and spread the message of Mom, I Want to Be a Fighter. Woo! Let's go.
Mark, I have to just say, I'm so proud of you too. You just have blazed a trail, and you've been one of the biggest inspirations for me, honestly, to find my voice. And I just have to thank you for that, because you and Christina have always been great supporters and great friends. And I know we're just getting started. So I just want to thank you for having me on today too.
That's so sweet. Thank you so much. And I'm sure Christina will be hearing this, and because I'll make her listen. No, because you're on it. That's why she'll listen, and she'll agree with you that we, you know, we're here to lift each other up. So, hey, thank you, Dr. B. You're a rock star. Thank you. Appreciate you and your time. Get Up Army, I want to appreciate you. I want to love on you. I want to speak life over you. And I want you to keep your head up. I want you to keep moving forward. And obviously, want you to get up. Go check out Mom, I Want to Be a Fighter. That was Dr. B in the place to be. And yo, Get Up Army, I'm always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.